Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. This is Kaya with Family First Care. Is this Delphine?
Yes, it is. What is your name, Dave?
Kaya with Family First Care. I see you spoke to Stella yesterday
Yes.
in regards to the home care.
What?
Amazing. So you're applying for Dale. Is that your brother?
Yes. Yes.
Amazing. Can you just confirm with me his date of birth?
My date of birth?
No, the patient. Dale.
Oh, 11/17/58.
Amazing. Now, he never got home care services before?
No, he just got cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, fine. So I can definitely help you with this. I'm the enrollment coordinator. I'm going to help get you set up. Now, the process
okay.
can take between 30 to 90 days, depending on how smoothly and how fast we set everything up and how fast the county gets back to us, okay?
Okay.
First things first is just to confirm he will financially be eligible. Does he make more than $2,900 a month?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who makes the $2,900? Me or him?
The patient.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't make that much a month.
Okay. So financially, he should be eligible. So the first step is to have an assessment with the broker where they come down to your home and they do a little bit of a physical assessment, okay?
Right.
Do you have the broker's number?
Yeah, I do. We called him already. I had just taken my brother over to chemo. So when I go and get him and bring him back, I'm sorry, when I go and get him and bring him back, we're going to call back because he has to give me the authority to talk for him.
Got it.
Yeah, I've already called him this morning.
Okay, so that's the first step. Once you have that, can you text me with the date and time for when it's scheduled so I can follow up with you then and to tell you what the next step is?
Yeah, I can do that.
Fine. And then also, when they come down to your home, they're going to give you a form to fill out by his doctor. Do you want me to set up and then send it to the county? Do you want me to set up where one of our telehealth people will call you and do that form with him over the phone? That way you don't have to go down to the doctor and I can send it to the county for you?
I've never done this before, so I don't know.
Whatever's easiest to do. It's just easy. You just don't have to go down to the doctor. I can do it with you over they'll do it with you over the phone, send it over to me, and then I'll send it to the county instead of you, or you can go down to the doctor and do it that way.
We can do it that way.
Okay.
I don't know when his next doctor's
right.
appointment
That's
is.
Why this the doctor? Is
yeah. So we can do it that way.
Okay, so I'm going to set this up for you now. And then you text me when you have that set up so I can follow up with you, okay?
Okay, so we're going to wait until the assessment happens, right?
Yes.
That's all after
all
the assessment.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Okay, so you got all the paperwork in. I was trying to do it on the computer last night. I kid you not. I could fuss y'all out because when they ask for birthdays and job employment, they put up a calendar, and I worked at that company for 20 years, so I had to go swiping back. You know, you couldn't just enter it. That's what I'm trying to say. So it was kind of, I was like, how come you can't just enter, you know, 2020 or 2000, you had to swipe through the calendar constantly to get all the way back. I was like, and then I'm born in 61, so I had to go from 25 to 61. So that was an issue too. But anyway, so as long as I did it correctly and you don't need basically anything else from me because I haven't filled out an application.
Yeah, no, all I need is you to schedule that and then text me when that is for, okay?
Okay, so I'm sorry, baby. What was your name again?
Kaya, Chaya. Okay.
Okay, thank you, love.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.